Like other federal agencies, the Corps of Engineers is in the process of identifying its vulnerabilities and drawing up adaptation plans to contend with climate change in response to a 2013 executive order. But Lieutenant General Thomas Bostic, the Corps' commanding general, says the agency has been thinking through how to make its dams, levees, and locks more resilient to giant storms for a long time. For the Corps, the signal event was the failure of the New Orleans levees during Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Bostic says it was a wake-up call that future projects needed to account for a much broader range of climate-induced weather events than they'd addressed in the past.
So, for example, pre-Katrina, we developed all of our projects considering a single most likely future condition. And we constructed and we built based on that single most likely future condition. Post-Katrina, we considered a much broader range of options. All of the past and potential future storms and their frequency of occurrence as we developed the cost and benefits associated with each of these designs. So for example, in designing the hurricane and storm damage risk reduction system in New Orleans, the $14 billion system, in designing that system, we looked at 152 storms. Historical storms and theoretical storms, ran approximately 62,000 different hydrographs to determine what the appropriate system elevations should be for the design of those projects.
The Corps of Engineers insists New Orleans is now better protected than ever before, but its overall climate change response plan can't rely solely on huge infusions of new cash from Congress to build bigger and better infrastructure. Indeed, it would take another $24 billion that the agency doesn't have just to finish the projects it's already started. So, to make the $250 billion worth of civil works projects it already manages across the country more resilient to climate change, Bostic says the Corps is rethinking its entire planning process to protect communities from floods and droughts. Rather than thinking of its projects as one-off responses to extremely specific vulnerabilities, he says the agency needs to start thinking about watersheds as integrated systems, which, in most cases, have numerous other projects that are managed by other state, local, and federal agencies.
And at some point, if we budgeted in a way that it was a system instead of a collection of projects, because you think about it, in that system, there's a lot of people that are interested that are in the interagency. This is not the Corps of Engineers fighting and adapting to climate change. It's all of us in that system. You got Fish and Wildlife, you've got Fish and Wildlife Powder Interior, you may have Bureau of Reclamation, you may have EPA, you have local businesses, and they all have a dog in this fight. It cannot be always an answer for the federal government. There's not enough money to go around for the federal government to do this.
Bostic says the Corps is now thinking about its responsibility to build and maintain infrastructure as just one of several tools at its disposal to protect U.S. populations from severe weather. It may be able to do as much or more in pursuit of that goal by sharing more information. For example, the agency has a lot of expertise and information on coastal flooding patterns along much of the U.S. shoreline, but that data is not routinely shared with other agencies or the public.
And if you say all of those will help you define the resilience of a system, some of those are not expensive solutions. Because if we say our ultimate goal is to reduce lives loss, well, you can build it bigger, stronger, and more costly, or you can say we're going to save lives, and that's our main goal here. We're going to get the information that we need on inundation. We're going to get the information that we need on the risks that you as an individual homeowner or business owner are going to take by constructing in this area, or how you can individually construct and build. We're going to look at the evacuation routes. And then in the communication piece, we communicate the risks. We communicate the risk of being on a barrier island. Folks are going to stay there. I don't think many are going to run and leave. But we can look out 20 years, 25 years, and we've got a pretty good view of what sea level rise is going to do to some parts of the country. And we can provide that information, and that will change the system. It'll change the dynamics of where people are willing to live, how quickly they will leave an area once they have information, how much insurance may cost, how homes will have to be built. It could be a lot less expensive. We can't build a system that can protect and ensure that we're not going to have the lives lost.
The Corps of Engineers is conducting several pilot programs with other agencies that attempt to treat entire watersheds as systems and to manage them accordingly. It's launched several other pilots that are trying to evaluate specific adaptations to climate change, including how agencies along the Ohio River in Cincinnati would respond to future droughts, and how changes in building technologies in Connecticut might change how the Corps manages its hurricane protection projects there. Bostic says there's a common thread that runs through those pilots and the Army Corps' new approach to resource prioritization. He says he'd like to create an ecosystem that ensures that state, local, and federal agencies are as good at preparing for the unexpected as they are at responding to disasters. In the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, bureaucratic differences over how to manage infrastructure projects seemed to melt away. It also helped that Congress provided upfront money to shore up the northeastern coastline.
The country is really good after a disaster. We come together as an interagency team and we move forward. The other thing that's critical is we have upfront funding. Our bids are looking good. You know, we're doing well. I'm a contractor and I want to build your house. And you say, okay, I want you to build it over 5 years and start with the kitchen, then go to the bathroom, and next year come back and, you know, do the living room. And, you know, you got to get your small business teams to come in and then go out. This is more expensive. If you come in and you know that you're going to get this thing done as rapidly as you can do it effectively, you can plan and you can manage. Hurricane Sandy, that's what we're seeing. If we could prioritize like we do during a disaster and say, these are the areas, we're going to finish these projects, and we're not going to take 50 years. We're going to finish these projects. We're going to prioritize the money. We're going to get the interagency together. It's going to be just like after a disaster, and we're going to finish this work.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.